Welcome to Struggling Blessed But Not Alone podcast. This is a faith-based podcast where your host, Teresa, will share her life struggles with you, as well as interview others on their life struggles to show you no matter what is going on, God will get you through it. No storm is too big or too small for Him. Please sit back, relax, grab your favorite cup of joe or beverage. Enjoy today's episode. Here is your host, Teresa.
Guys, I hope you're doing okay. It's been a minute. It's been more than a minute. It's been since April that I did my last podcast. And you know what? I'm really not knowing what to say. However, I am in love, in shock, in ultimate happiness. You're not going to believe this. Or maybe you will. You know, God just keeps on working when we're not sure what's going on, or we stop doing something. God is still there. He's on the throne working always. What I'm in shock, in love, and enjoyed, overjoyed about is I, last week, was just rummaging through my phone and thought, you know what? It was really early in the morning. I thought, let me see what my podcast is doing. And I was floored in amazement how God is just using my podcast to go all over and to touch so many people. Within the last 2 months, my podcast has reached over 1,045 people. I could not believe it. My very last episode had 265. Now, to some people, that may be nothing, but that is a huge number for my podcast. My highest podcast now is 309 listens. And I want to thank each and every one of you who come back, no matter how faithful I am to do one. I used to do one weekly, then I did one every other week. Then I've dropped to every so often because it's not that I don't want to do them. It's just so much is going on in my life. So much has changed. However, I want you to sit back, listen, and let's just get together and chit chat today about, you know, what God can and will do in your life if you just keep being faithful and coming to the throne and praying to Him. He will do more than you can ever think or imagine. He tells us this in His Word. He tells us how that He loves us so much that He gave His only Son for us because we couldn't pass. We couldn't get through the law back those days. So He said, you know what? I don't want my children to die and not have anywhere to go. And just so He said, since they can't pass the law, I will save them with my Son. Now, I know I've said this many a times. Would you do this with your child? Would you give up your child to save someone else? More than likely, probably not. Nobody's just going to tell, you know, let their son just die for someone else. However, God did it for us. And if you don't know how much that means to me, it means the world. I'm so grateful that I can serve a Lord, a God who just cares about me so much that He's there for me every day, no matter what. So I don't know, as I come on this podcast today and I see all the listens, I'm ecstatic that my little old me, my words of my struggle are getting listened to, that people are actually listening. Is my life easy? Nope. Will it ever be just so easy? I hope so, but it's easy because God's on my side and He's working through it all. And you know, the latest thing that I'm going through is now I'm in another state and I'm starting over. And it's not really, well, it's not always the greatest. But you got to understand, where you are is where God needs you to be. No matter what you're going through, you may not like something, but just know God is working. He never stops working on your behalf. And as long as you keep moving forward and doing the best you can and praying and serving and being obedient, He's going to be there for you. He's even going to be there for you when you don't want Him to be there for you, waiting with His arms open, waiting for you to just say, okay, God, I screwed up. I don't know why I walked away, but I need you. He doesn't want us to leave Him. He doesn't want us not to think about Him, but He wants us to fully be aware that he's there for us, that he loves us. He doesn't like what's happening to the world right now, but we have free will. And he said that stuff's going to happen, and it's happening. But you know what? We can change it today. One person can make one change to make another change to make another change. You know, most recently, I got a job after 5 years of not working and learning this blind life that I'm doing. I was thankful to a friend, and I don't know if I shared this last time, that a friend of mine, when I was at the school in Colorado and so much was happening and God was on the move going, okay, you need to move again. I need to do something else, Teresa. You got to keep working. You don't know what you're going to be working at, but I got to keep you going. And, you know, I was trying to figure out what was next and I didn't want to leave the school. Well, a dear friend of mine called me up and he knew I was sad and he didn't know what, you know, he knew I had nowhere to go. And he was like, hey, I got this job opportunity I need you to apply for. So I applied for it. But you know what? It's not the greatest. It doesn't pay well, but it doesn't matter. Because first of all, every day I work at this job and I look at it like I'm helping people fix their or work through their problems. I really can't tell you what I do at this point in time. Not that it's a bad thing. It's a good thing, but I don't want to announce where I work. Again, not that it's a bad thing, but I'm answering the phone and it's a legal thing. It's not illegal what I'm doing or anything bad, but I'm helping people with some of their issues. And with this, I literally am just every day doing the best I can to answer their issues and help them the best they can. And you know what? A lot of people that call in, I've heard that they're mad, they're angry, just because they're not getting what they need. And they feel that, you know, they just want answers, you know. And so when I get their call, some days I'm praying every day, but I'm praying for the people because you hear their stories, you hear their trauma, you hear what's going on. And I'm just like, wow, God, you know, I'm going to sit here while I'm listening to them talk and I'm just going to pray over them. And my job doesn't really want you to talk about God, but in every job I've ever had, no matter what's going on, no matter who says anything, I will never, ever put God behind a bush. I will never bury him. I will always talk about him. No matter where I am, no matter what I do, somehow, some way, my little voice comes out and starts talking about the goodness of God, no matter what. So, and then, you know, because when I was in training, someone said, because I accidentally at the end of my call was like, have a blessed day. They're like, nope, can't say that. And I was like, oh, okay, well, somehow that'll work out. And I just said, okay, no big deal. But I knew I wasn't going to totally listen. Not that I was going to be disobedient to my job, but I was like, oh no, I cannot not speak about God. That is my love language, talking to people about who God is and how God loves us. So I left it alone and I did a little praying. And of course, every day God lets me say something in some way, whether the customer says something first or somehow I just slip it in there somehow, I'm always telling them about the goodness of God. And even when people are like, wow, I felt like you went over and beyond and I've never had someone in customer service be so kind. I, you know, how do you do it? Or what, you know, like, I hope no one's mean to you. And I'm like, well, I do have some mean people, but I turn it around. I know that they're unhappy because they're going through something and I've gone through my own stuff, but I know that if I just keep smiling, even though they don't see me, they can hear my voice on the phone. They don't know that I'm blind when I'm helping them, but I just tell them, well, and I really don't. I said, I don't work for this world. I work for a higher power. And I am really put here to do everything I can to help you the best I can, to get you the best answers. And I will do everything I can to get you the best answers. So as much as, and I might give you information that you don't like. However, maybe we can turn this around. But if I give you answers you don't like, just know there's always a tomorrow. There's always something else that's going to happen. And you're never alone with these things. You may feel alone. You may think this is the end of the road. But All it takes is a mustard seed of faith to believe in God. I may not say that part at the moment, but no, let me tell you, I will somehow let them know that God is there for them and God will always take care of them. I never, ever, ever let my caller go without knowing somehow that there is someone who's looking out for them, who will take care of them. Now, as you know, I never push my beliefs on others. I pretty much will tell you guys, you go sit with your God and pray and read, and God will come true to you. The true God will come out and show you what you need to do. Now, for me, I believe, and I'm not saying that, you know, I just want you to know that I'm not perfect, but I do believe that God put his son here on the earth to die for our sins and so we could have everlasting life. I'm not dancing in a bad way, but I don't push it on people. You guys make the decision, and ultimately, God will show up for you. He never fails in every way. And like I said, you may not like the circumstances today, but he's working. And in his timing, for his glory, for his good, you're going to see a lot of good happen. Yes, do y'all know how much bad I've been through? How much hard times? I have been a lot. You don't even want to know what's happening with my finances right now. It's not good, but I'm trusting God, and he's always taking care of me, and he'll always take care of you. So as my gift of gab just keeps going on, and I'm so excited that more people are listening, and even though I don't come back on a daily basis or a weekly basis to do a podcast, my voice for God is getting out there for you to know that there's a God who loves you, who cares, who's going to do right by you. You just have to trust, believe, and have faith. A mustard seed is all you need, and that's tiny, and he'll take care of you. So, for the most part, I'm just rambling. However, I just want you to know that keep moving forward. He's going to work it out for you. He really, truly will, no matter what. Anyways, guys, it's been a long day, a long few years. And as I'm so excited that my podcast is really getting out there far and wide, I just want you to keep trusting the process, planting those seeds, believing in the great I am, who is God, knowing that you are someone special. You are more than just whatever your name is. You're a child of the Most High God, and he loves you. And in his timing, in his timing, for his glory, all things will work out. Nothing. No table will get unturned. No problem will be unsolved. Yes, life is hard, but remember, we're on earth. One day we're going to go to heaven and we're going to have no more problem, no more sadness, no more sorrow, because we serve a mighty God. And, you know, he said that, you know, while we're on this earth, we're going to see hard times. We're going to see things happen, but just trust, have faith, and believe. You know, sometimes we just have to sit back and say, okay, God, what am I supposed to do? I'm going to wait on you. Yep, I'm going to wait on you. And I know if I just keep believing, having faith, and obeying, reading my word, but also being a doer of the word. You can't just read and not do, not just take care of things. He will come through. You know, you're either coming in, going out, or going through something, but we're always having something happen. But he's always going to be there for you. He's going to be there for you. He's going to be there for me. So I just really wanted to share a little bit of just a little bit of a ramble and how God loves you and he cares. And no matter what you're going through, just know tomorrow will always be better. It could be worse. But of course, at some point, Nobody stays right where they are forever. What was going on 6 months ago will turn around and something else will happen. And then you'll forget about those last 6 months. Or maybe these 6 months will be harder. This month will be harder. But in a few months, it will change. But just keep having faith and believing and trusting. And keep working towards what's good, right, fair, and justice. Don't matter what anyone else is doing. Don't care what anyone else is doing. You look up to the stars, to that bright sky in the daytime where the sun is. Keep smiling and knowing that he is shining down on you and going to take care of you. I know for some, even for me, sometimes this is hard to know, but you got to keep being positive. Keep putting one foot in front of the other. Keep doing what's right, even when others don't, because you will be rewarded with it. You will. You will be rewarded at some point. Keep obeying, keep trusting, keep believing and having faith. All I can do is just keep telling you, you're a child of the Most High God who's going to make sure that at the end of the day, it's for His glory and for you. You will be okay. No matter what, you'll be okay. Anyways, guys, I know I'm just rambling and I have not much to say, but I wanted to jump on here and say thank you. Thank you from the bottom of my heart for anyone who's been a listener from the beginning, anyone who's just listening and wants to go back and listen to the old ones, new listeners, old listeners, young listeners, old listeners, anyone who's listening. Thank you for just listening and be a part of this podcast. I'm trying to figure out what's going to be next. I think I'm going to do some interviews, but it's just a lot right now. So I've got to keep in prayer and just know that He is working. And my words telling you that there's a faithful God out there who loves you, adores you, and He wants the best for you. And He's taking care of you no matter what you think. Tomorrow's not promised to anyone. So today, do what you can to honor, obey, and love Him. And tomorrow will come and we'll have a new set of problems, a new set of issues. But remember, honor, love, obey, and trust. Have trust in the God up above because He cares for you. He truly cares for you. Okay, guys, I don't know who this is for. I don't know if it's going to help anyone. I know I'm just rambling, but I wanted to say thank you from the bottom of my heart for listening all these years. It's only been about 2.5 years, but that's a long time. Whether I come on weekly, monthly, or strangle along each and every so many months, I thank you. I thank you for everything and hope that you got something out of this today. And just know that today my life is easier than last week or last month or last few years. But, you know, He's providing, and that's the biggest thing. He's providing in every way. Well, I hope you enjoyed this podcast. My content will be better next time. Not that I think my content is bad now, because I'm just a rambler, like you guys know. Okay, guys, be blessed, be good, and thanks for listening. Until next time, when I come back, I'm hoping to come back with some friends to give you more words of encouragement and interviews that'll be more about what God has for you and has for all of us. Thanks, guys.
Do you have a story of a struggle that God has brought you through that you would like to share with the world? If so, Teresa Gufanti is inviting you to be a guest on her Struggling Blessed But Not Alone podcast. If you're interested, please send an email to teresa-blessings@outlook.com to learn more. That's teresa-blessings@outlook.com.
You have been listening to Struggling Blessed But Not Alone with your host, Teresa Gufanti. Remember, no matter what struggles you face in life, with God on your side, you are never alone. If you like what you heard on today's episode, be sure to subscribe to the podcast, share it with your friends, and leave a rating and review on your favorite podcast platform. Also, you can visit Teresa, faithbasedpodcast.blessings.blog for more inspirational content. Thanks for listening. Have a blessed day.